tweet at us or just follow us. Or both. Twitter is at TNT Radio Empire. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Download the podcast, TNTRadioEmpire.com, Alexa, Google Play, Stitcher, iTunes, all that podcast available. The show runs 24/7 somewhere in the country or in the world, like MASH. You have to go find it, though.
On demand.
On demand, right.
It's not like MASH isn't necessarily on demand.
No, it's not.
It's just on a channel at all
somewhere
times.
Near you, right?
So this is a little more convenient for you.
Midweek Nick Allen later on this morning. Also Lewis Black tomorrow. And James Johann will be in the studio on Friday. Lewis coming to Lincoln next Friday, I believe. Lincoln, Nebraska, in case you haven't seen. Got tickets to see Lou. What's the name of the case? It's the Lead Center, right?
Yes. Yeah.
And we're going to go down and hang out with Lou. Bring him on stage.
Some of the players that had the 95-year-old Robert Mugabe in the Deadpool include, but are not limited to, I Win Who's More Alive.
That guy's scary also.
Reap When You Go, Jack Hanna's owner.
Owner.
Not going to mention The Orphan.
Oh, our orphan, you mean?
No.
Okay.
Not our office.
Oh, I know. You told me about this one. It's pretty bad, right?
No.
Check swing. Let's check it first.
Probably can't say that one.
I know. It's Jefferson something, right?
Yeah. It's the one I underlined there.
Oh, my God.
Probably not a good one.
Yeah, it's not bad.
But let's not go there. Yeah. Jim Abbott's non-throwing hand gets a hit.
We'll go there.
Oh. I see. This is why we didn't start with the Jays.
I got it.
Jim. Oh. This is. Forgive me.
Okay.
Check up on that, too. Right. Jim Rules, Blackout Sucks, gets a hit.
Ah.
Yeah.
No,
thank
it
you. It does not.
It does not suck. I don't want to know you think that song sucks.
And that's bad. Jim does not rule.
No. Well, that's pretty obvious.
Is that Jim's entry?
Yeah. I still say that's his list.
I think it is, too.
Yeah.
Meemaw's Moldy Merkin gets a hit.
Yeah.
Michael J. Fox's Dinner Roomba.
That's a clever one. It's very funny and very messed up.
That just sits below his feet while he's eating. Is that it?
I like Romo in that commercial.
We have one of those.
That's right. Romo
it's more of a decoration, though.
Right, a little sloppy with his popcorn.
Yeah. Well, he's not even trying.
Yeah.
I need a dinner room, but two of them eating in the living room, believe me.
Or at a restaurant, or in the studio, or pretty much everywhere.
On a plane.
All right, don't you have a dog?
Oh, yeah, but I'm just, I know that. But
that's your dinner room.
Yeah, basically, right.
This is the dog.
But we actually have one of those things.
Mr. Pfister gets a hit.
Oh, mister.
More sodomy, please.
All right.
Mormon sister wife sex doll.
I saw a ton of
players there.
Yeah, we haven't seen that one before that I'm familiar with.
Mormon sister. Well, okay, got it.
Yeah. Motorboating the diamond bra.
Oh. that's going to cut
your
you up.
Face is slashed.
I think we discussed that.
that's a good one.
Doesn't it come out every Christmas?
Yeah, it does.
Victoria's Secret puts the catalog out, and there's a diamond bra every Christmas.
Yeah, but you'll end up looking like Freddy Krueger if you motorboat that thing.
I believe that was the point.
MRSA flavored Merkin. That doesn't sound good.
Ew.
My shining bedazzled anus gets a hit.
That sounds good.
Thanks for that.
And bedazzled. Got a little jewelry down there hanging.
My sick kids gave me this. Necro Curious gets a hit. That's about the sickest one that we can read.
Yeah, because he thinks it might be disgusting, but he's kind of curious. It is the sickest one.
That means
he's contemplating it.
Yeah,
he's not joking about it. If he said Grunk Brothers or Necro Death or something like that, but he's writing down how he's feeling.
You know, those Grunk Brothers might be onto something. I haven't done.
Hope that guy doesn't work in a morgue.
But I get it. That's what he's saying.
Right.
I've never done. But I guess I think I kind of understand.
Neil Young's O face gets a hit.
Oh, Uncle Neil. Is that similar to that of a cow?
No.
If we could compare the two.
Ask Daryl.
We're not sure if Neil Young has orgasms, but we assume. Is that what you're saying?
Daryl Hannah does.
Oh, a face. Mm-hmm. We don't know if he has an old face.
I had Robert Mugabe. Good for me.
Oh, good for you, man.
Nip Tuck Uranus gets a hit, as does Octopus Stinkhorn.
I don't know what that means.
And you're just a news guy, Craig?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's not true.
He doesn't hide under gym rules, you know.
Actually, whenever it was we set this up 100 years ago, Len Dog just signed me up and put me in as news guy, Craig, and I haven't changed it.
Didn't give you anything clever.
And Old Mud Butt Chug gets a hit.
Speaking of naked LD.
And that wraps up.
Who's leaderboard change?
Now leading in the Deadpool is Rare Burger with Cheese. 1, 2, 4 players now have 5 hits. Rare Burger with Cheese.
With the tiebreaker.
Leading the league, yes, with the tiebreaker.
Who else is tied there? With
Oprah's four. Vagina is in second place, followed by Pants Off, Hoodie On, and they're hotboxing the cat entry form. And Shep's Reach Around is at number 4. Holy Orgasm, Batman.
Shepard Smith would love that name. Shep's Reach Around.
And Craig, you're one off the pace right now?
Yeah.
I am in 11th place, 15th place.
You remember what your best finish is recently?
I would not be that high. Well, not in this one.
Go get it, man.
He's in a money pool somewhere. He makes some cash. Him and another sick bastard we know.
Two.
3 months to go, and then Fogelberg season.
Yep.
Right.
3 months plus Fogelberg
pretty
season.
Much right. Thanksgiving to Christmas is a tough season for a lot of people.
I got December 11th as the beginning
he
of
died,
Fogelberg season. It may vary from country to country.
Well, the holidays are depressing. People die. Good morning.
Here's Jason on the email, flight attendant. We're getting a lot of emails about flight attendants apparently lie a lot.
Yeah.
He wanted a whole can of Diet Coke, she said they can't do that, but the other flight attendant was doing that.
Yep. Hmm. Don't you hate that when somebody snags you? Yeah.
Just little nitpicky crap like, why do they got to lie about that?
I don't know.
I can't figure it out. Other than they suck.
Yeah, they got to deal with people all day, all the time. I'd be coming up with lies like that, too, to be in close quarters.
I cannot imagine.
Yeah. I'd be lying like a zombie.
It's also their gig. It's also their gig.
You signed up for it.
Sorry, you can't sit there.
If you're being nice, they should be nice back. If you are the asshole passenger, I get it. But if you're following the rules and being nice and polite, I'd like a Bloody Mary, please. Can you make that double? Thank you.
Yeah.
That's all you got to say.
I agree. Just look at the percentage of jerk bartenders and lying bartenders, and then it's like the same. It's the same thing.
Because you get mad at bartenders that hate waiting on people, but it's their damn job.
It's the job.
Yeah, you're right.
It's the same thing. And they're there, and they're tired. They're tired.
Yeah.
I don't want to deal with you today. Well, that's the job.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I came here to relax.
I guess
give me a freaking drink.
I've had pretty
man.
Good luck when it comes to bartenders.
No, but he's right about that.
They
I've
don't lie
that.
To me as much as flight attendants do.
Yeah.
Well, you just maybe it's not as easy to figure out.
Yeah.
Bartenders are liars.
And you might not be a high maintenance, bar patron, Todd. Right.
No, and I'm not a high maintenance passenger either.
Just give my vodka.
Apparently, you are.
Down.
I just want a couple little plastic bottles of vodka, and I'm fine.
Man, I remember some trips where we didn't have they wouldn't bus our tray table, and we had vodka bottles. Like we had all the vodka bottles.
Yeah. We used to fly to Vegas with listeners, and that was just crazy. Everybody had 5 beers on them. You know, they
6 a.m. flight,
and they were nice. And if we sold out a beer every trip to Vegas, it was crazy.
Here's a pilot. Says, try being married to one.
Damn.
A flight attendant. Damn.
Honey, we're at home. Yeah. I can have more than one drink an hour.
Right.
China's lunar rover that successfully landed on the moon in January has found an oddly colored gel-like substance on the moon that cannot yet be explained, apparently. Really? No one's going to say, what's the gel-like substance on your anus?
You just said it.
Yeah. There you go.
You said
let you have that one, Craig.
You said it.
You're laughing about it.
It's lube, Craig. It's lube.
Yeah, some of that crab lube you discussed earlier.
K-Rex. According to Our Space, a Chinese government-sanctioned publication, the substance is described as a gel with a mysterious luster. They don't know or they have not said yet what it is. They've also not released any official photos of the gel.
Jesus, put it there.
But it has been described.
This is on the moon.
Telling you, man.
This is on the moon.
Be careful what we're looking for.
Which side?
Yeah.
The one they can see. Yeah.
Which one can they see?
Good point. They're on the other side of the Earth.
Are they? No, I forget. Is that the one that's on the dark side?
China?
They see the same side of the moon as the rest of the world.
Stop with the facts.
Are they on the dark side? Is that the one that
that
showed up on the dark side? The
dark side is the side that you can't see.
Somebody
can. Yeah, and somebody just went there.
Oh, yeah. They did.
Yeah.
I'm unaware.
Okay. Three campers out of California are grateful that they got rescued. Curtis Whitson, his girlfriend Crystal, and his son Hunter went on a camping trip in Central California. They went out hiking, found themselves stranded at the top of a raging 40-foot waterfall. Now, a few years ago, Curtis had been there, but he rappelled down the side of the waterfall with a rope that was already there that was attached to the top. This time around, they got there and the rope was gone. And they said that they were there and no one was in sight. They hadn't seen anyone all day. Curtis had packed a rope for the trip, but he thought that the water was now too swift and too high to attach it and rappel down.
Yeah. Would you trust just a random rope?
No. Hell no. I was thinking the same thing.
No. I mean, you trust a random rope, and when you go to a creek somewhere, you want to swing out and jump in the water. I've seen those before, but not on a waterfall.
I mean, if it were a life or death situation, but
well, he might have thought that's what it was. He may have thought that's what it was and went ahead and used it. They had no cell service, no way out. So they were stranded up there near the top of this waterfall. The dad got his lime green Nalgene bottle, you know, the hard plastic, the water bottle.
Yeah.
And he carved the word help twice onto the side of the bottle, put a dated SOS note inside, and threw the bottle down the waterfall, hoping that somebody would find it. Sure enough, somebody did. And they were rescued. Everybody's fine.
What if they floated the whole way to the ocean and found it like 5 years later? They're still up there. I mean, what are the odds of that?
That's when they,
so
the message they find skeletons. Message in a bottle, you're right, they find skeletons. I mean, that could be out there for years.
But somebody obviously found it in the stream. And just went upstream, and there they are.
Did they just walk? Hey, we found your bottle. The stairs are around the left.
Yeah, to the left. Yeah, you dumbasses.
They actually found the bottle about a quarter mile downstream. Okay, it wasn't that far, but it still had to go over. But it still had to go over the waterfall.
I guess no cell service either, right?
Right.
Sounds like it. Got it.
Right. Yeah. It still had to go over the waterfall.
Yeah, but it doesn't sound like they were deep in the wilderness or anything.
No.
Somebody was fishing and found it a quarter mile downstream.
No, they hadn't seen it. No, they had seen no one all day.
Oh.
There was no one around.
How long did it take again?
Perfect.
How long did what take?
When they threw the bottle until they were rescued.
Well, that night.
Okay, that's not bad.
Yeah, that night.
That could have been years.
As they were sleeping, somebody woke them up from a helicopter and said, hey, we found you. Yeah. Stay there.
Right.
We'll be back in the morning to pick you up later.
Why didn't they just turn around?
Apparently they couldn't for some reason.
Okay.
Yeah, for whatever reason, I don't know why.
The waterfall on the other side?
Yeah, I don't know why. A lot of people have said that. Why didn't they just turn around? But for some reason, they were stuck there, which is why the rope was there in the first place.
Yeah,
but
especially if you have a trail. Like if there's a waterfall, there's probably something
to
follow.
A way to it. Yeah.
I understand if someone just drops you in the middle of the forest, it looks the same in every direction. I can see why somebody gets lost doing something like that.
Yeah.
Unless you got a trail to follow.
North Korea.
That's what you do. You shove a little note in your vodka bottle, throw it up to the aisle donkey, and she finds it.
S-O-S.
Row 17, seat B, needs another one of these.
Needs more than 1 hour.
Yes. You can read this. Now. You can read this because the bottle is empty.
Try that next time.
I'm sure that
a
would
little
be...
note in your empty one and throw it up the aisle. There. She'll pick be... up. She noted. Open it up right there.
That would be well received.
It'd be funny.
Hilarious.
It'd be funny.
North Korea says that they fired a super large multiple rocket launcher.
Yeah, because they do what they want, because he just says,
no, they did that,
you're a nice guy, Mr. President, and then he lets him alone.
I like the super large,
super
large multiple rocket launcher is what this is. Not just the large one.
Yeah, we got the big
We've got the large one.
Right.
We've got the medium-sized one. We've got the super large one.
Right.
And then the extra super large one's coming up next.
Don't worry. That's Trump's going to take care of that.
That's right.
He'll see. He'll meet with him again. He'll say,
I caught.
You're a nice guy.
Yeah. The portion of the latest 30 for 30. We're about Dennis Rodman.
Oh, yeah.
That portion
They've been
there,
advertising
yeah,
that.
The crap that he likes.
Toward the
he
end.
He likes the murderer that is
yeah.
When he Kim Jong Un
saying Kim Jong Un is
a good guy,
is his buddy.
Yeah,
he's a good
guy.
He's
a murderer, and a tyrant.
But he and Rodman got along.
Dennis Rodman.
According to new research, about 62% of us believe second breakfast should be officially recognized as a meal.
Second breakfast.
I get that. I'll do that.
Yeah.
I'll do that. I like have a power bar or something, or just something to snack on when I wake up in the weekend, and then do some stuff, and I'm hungry again for a real breakfast later on.
Right, like at brunch time.
Yeah,
I'll do that.
That's called brunch, right?
Yeah, I'll eat a power bar, have a glass of water, and then maybe
You're hungry later.
A couple 3 hours later.
Yeah,
have some eggs.
Yeah,
have some bacon. Have a real breakfast.
So that means second breakfast.
They said that they partake in second breakfast at least once a week. 70% of respondents say they feel more energized after having their second breakfast.
Yeah. I mean, I have a cup of coffee here, and then I have a cup of coffee again while I'm here, and then for a second breakfast, I have a couple cups of coffee.
When
I always seem to seem energized after that at that point.
Yeah. It seems like you got to get up early.
That's what happens.
Yeah. To have a second breakfast.
That happens with us on the weekend. I don't sleep much past 7, do you?
No.
Yeah, so that's pretty much when I have
my
sleep.
I can't either. That's about when I was going to sleep to today.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah? You're welcome.
Yeah, thanks.
Who woke you up?
Me.
Puss.
Right. Oh. Our alarm didn't go off?
That's nice.
Well, no, it doesn't many times when you forget to set it.
Oh. Don't you do the same thing every night?
Yes.
Then why'd you forget to set it?
Well, because I didn't.
Okay, you do the same thing every night.
Apparently not.
Okay,
I mean, granted, I do 99.99% of the time.
And you beat
Bush
here, right? Don't you?
Yeah. Yes,
yeah,
usually.
He's usually here 5, 10, 15 minutes ahead of me, and I got here this morning, and he wasn't. Now, okay, that happens from time to time. Yeah. He'll be here shortly. And then I look up again, and it's been 15 minutes. I don't see him. I'll shoot him a text.
Put a note in a bottle and throw it over at his house. You get to know where he lives. His phone ring right by your head?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I texted him first. That didn't work. I waited another 5 minutes. Okay, it's 10 minutes to 5 now. I should probably call him.
All right.
Right.
So now you're all harried when you got here.
Do you get up every morning and check the creek for bottles? Make sure somebody didn't send you a message?
I don't.
Apparently you should now.
Yeah. Apparently I should.
Yeah. Yeah.
I just, guess so.
Tyler said, you beat puss here. And that's just a funny ass sentence to me.
I know.
You beat puss here.
But completely normal around here.
Yeah, people don't know.
Right. Were you able to sleep in when we were on the West Coast?
No. No.
I couldn't either.
No, because.
I could stay up late,
the tower,
but I can't sleep in.
Yeah. The change in the time.
Yeah, that's why I got that circadian rhythm problem when I come back from the West Coast because I don't get enough sleep. I'm not able to sleep in when my body clock tells me it's a couple hours
later. I drank a lot of booze, too. That doesn't induce good sleep, you know?
Oh, yeah. Might have had something to do with it,
yeah,
too.
A little bit.
So you guys
enzymes
both,
are fine.
You guys both just get up early, go out for a jog?
No.
Hit
no,
the road?
No.
I did not do that at all.
Got up early and had a power bar and laid down and counted the minutes till the second breakfast.
Right.
How long till second breakfast?
Hey, Todd, I'm up. Let's go run on the beach.
Nope.
Yeah, that'd be great. Let's go.
Oh, man, like Rocky and Apollo. Yeah. That would be awesome.
Hugging each other
you
in the
two
ocean.
Just jumping around in the sand.
Short shorts and abs.
Sprinting.
I'm sure that's how it'd look.
Todd and Tyler Racing, podcast exclusive.
Knee socks.
Well, I had the knee socks on. I sleep like that.
I know.
Just naked with knee socks. You know, it's sexy.
Oh, man. The striped ones?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. I remember.
Yeah. A bar in Lincoln, Nebraska.
What's the name of the bar?
The famous Zoo Bar.
Okay. Oh, wow. It is famous. Yeah.
We're familiar.
Recently got an envelope that reportedly contained $500 and a letter from an anonymous source apologizing for breaking their sign. The bar didn't get it. The sign wasn't damaged.
Okay.
But they thought about it and thought about it and thought about it, and the letter was apparently referencing an event that happened 45 years ago.
Oh, man.
Damn.
Some famous blues artist or something? What was there, 45 years?
Well, they've been open for 46 years.
Got it. Okay. Got broken 45 years ago. What was happening 45 years ago at the bar?
Well, I imagine a show. I don't know what the hell was going on. Zoo Bar, they've been open for 46 years, according to 1011 Now. They reportedly got an envelope with the cash inside that said, 45 years ago, I broke the Zoo Bar sign. Here's my restitution. There was no return address on it. And so the guy that runs it now, hey, he's worked there forever.
Has he been there?
Signed.
Not that long.
45
signed
years.
Signed Tom Osborne. He got all drunk.
It was an anonymous letter.
Tom Osborne, 45 years ago, got ripped at the bar after a game and broke the sign. Finally came up with $500.
But they figure that it got broken early on before anybody knows anything about what was going on then.
The guilt trip always felt bad.
Yeah, it's like, hey, I broke your sign. Here's your money from 45 years ago.
Man.
Damn. Guy must be wrapping up life.
Yeah. He's got a list of stuff. He said people not to kill in high school. He's putting lipstick on the corner. I better spend $500 to the Zoo Bar.
Well, yeah, I can see that. Zoo Bar.
Yeah, Bob Devaney had wrapped up being coach. I was suspecting him.
He might have been a hammer.
More than Tom Osborne. But
you never know, man.
It was probably Osborne.
Yeah. I got ripped at the Zoo Bar after a game 45 years ago. What's that, late 70s, right? Midweek Nick Allen.
The Devaney way.
Oh, 74?
74.
Oh, really?
Okay. The Devaney way.
He was hammered, yeah.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.